Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Summer House. And we've got two episodes and a lot to talk about because yikes. I get it. I'm gonna go out and say it. I get it. Meaning I understand how the engagement did not work out. I'm
Yeah.
leading up to, especially now, even how Lindsay's still talking about it. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about this with you.
Yeah, as a person who does like Lindsay, this was definitely, I guess humbling is the right word. Hard to defend any of these actions because you
Yeah,
can't.
at all. It was so hard to watch. And I think that that's what I was so nervous about. Like, oh my goodness, what happened? And because I knew it couldn't be nothing, but I had no idea it was going to be this bad. Carl really trying to make, like, I don't know, move past this and give her a lot of outs, and she didn't deserve any of them. I'm just really disappointed in how Lindsay handled the whole situation, how she accused Carl, how she's talking about it now, even on Watch What Happens Live. Her Facebook, my goodness. Her Instagram apology, her notes apology, you know, whatever. Really disappointing, especially, I don't know if it's like the publicist in her, but she is not owning how I should not have said, accused him of not being sober, like even questioned it. Like, that's where I went wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And if I was ever going to do that, that would need to be a serious conversation off camera while I'm sober. And like, that's where she went wrong. And she keeps saying that I wish I would have used more delicate words.
Yeah. I mean, full disclosure, I understand at first she was upset. She felt like she wasn't being heard, which she's totally valid in that. It's got to be hard coming to a house where you're not liked by majority of the people. But Lindsay's issue is her always kind of having that low blow. And then now she's doubling down on it, where she should have said, yeah, I was drunk and angry and I said something really shitty. But it's, oh, I wish I would use more delicate words. Well, did you think he was... Were you just going to say in a nicer way that you thought he was doing drugs or what? Because that's what it's coming across to me and many other people when she keeps saying this delicate words. I wish I would have used better wording instead of saying, yeah, I should have said none of that at all. So just can't defend that as even as a, you know, Lindsay fan.
Yeah, it's making me take my steps back on Lindsay. I mean, I'm not taking away any of her, of what she's brought to the show and Bravo and entertainment wise, but like, you need to start handling this different, Lindsay. You need to start seeing where you went wrong here, because it's disappointing to see her still in today time defending her actions and talking around it. But I know there's so much more to talk about. I just had to immediately talk about this because
it's the
not
big
good.
Thing to talk about. I mean, there's some really good things about this season, like really good cast, good dynamics, but we gotta, you know, talk about this because it's ugly. I feel very bad for Carl that this was questioned, especially on camera, out of nowhere. I think, was it Gabby hit it right on the head where, you know, this whole argument's simple. Lindsay doesn't feel heard because, you know, no one really likes her. You know, it's tough for her. That's what it should have been. And Gabby says, but Lindsay couldn't just do that. She had to make false accusations. Which, love Gabby being able to be, you know, Lindsay's friend, but also being like, yeah, girl, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and like she reached out to Carl and said, sounded like a completely sober man. Yep. Let's stay on this topic about this Carl and Lindsay shit, because there's a couple of things that I want that Amanda having notes in her phone about what was said that night. I don't know. It came off very much like, I can't wait to like talk about this, or saving this for later. I don't know. Well, I was like, Amanda.
It did, because it took the heat off of her and Kyle's fucked up relationship.
Yeah.
No, that was weird to me, and it's funny because people will praise that shit from Amanda or the other girls, but if it was Lindsay, it would be how diabolical, which Lindsay's very wrong in this whole situation. I am not going to sympathize with her, but if she took a notes when Kyle and Amanda were fighting, it would be fucking off the rails how diabolical Lindsay is. But when it's Amanda, it's funny and quirky and cute.
I know. Oh, Lindsay is so wrong. But yes, I agree. If it was, and that's why it's so annoying. It's like to literally stop and say, hold on, I took notes. It's like, and you're like smiling about it. It's like, no, like what Lindsay did was like ick. And like what we're talking about is like serious. And you being like, can't wait to like talk about this later in my confessional. I know I'll be asked about it. So I'm going to take the notes, exactly what she was saying. It's like, okay.
When she'll also deflect on her relationship when she's, you know, on camera saying that she doesn't want Kyle to see her naked or whatever, which you two have said, well, we can get more into Kyle and Amanda later, but it seems like she's very eager to show the faults in other relationships.
Yeah, and speaking of that, another person deflecting the relationship, Kyle, I feel like he was so quick to like, instead of, I don't know, encouraging Carl to have a real conversation with Lindsay about, hey, this is where you majorly went wrong in this conversation, and maybe even including their couples counselor or therapist or whatever, because they're doing that. So I feel like Kyle just eggs, like, I don't know, gets it riled up, like gets him, starts being like, I can't believe she did that, and like, of course, like,
I love Lindsay, but you really don't at all. You know, when you hear from Kyle and this Jesse, who I don't know enough shit about to like really care for him or about him yet, but for them to call like Lindsay unhinged, and it's like, okay, but that's not a unbiased opinion, when it's especially coming from Kyle. I mean, what she said was fucked up, but Kyle chirping in his ear, like, it's not productive, because it doesn't like Lindsay. He doesn't want those two to work out. So
yeah, it just doesn't feel like a genuine friendship trying to, I don't know, like I get it. Like if Carl calls off the wedding, whatever. But like, it's makes it easier to do that when you don't have the right support around you, encouraging you to like talk it out and work it through. Like, no one's saying don't, like, you need to sweep this under the rug, because this is like some serious shit. Like, you should not be going into a marriage like this, but like having people like that in your court, like that's who you have to talk about this with, to vent about this with, it's not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, last season, Kyle was calling Lindsay an actual bitch and all this
Oh
shit,
God, I
So
know. Ugh.
it's tough to, I guess not tough, but having Kyle of all people in Carl's ear about this, he's not unbiased because he kind of secretly, not even secretly, wants this relationship to not work.
Yeah. But then you have Lindsay, who is the most at fault for also not telling Danielle fully what transpired in the, like, are you serious? You're about to, like, that's because then you're not getting someone holding you accountable, you know? Like, Gabby was good, but like, of to saying like he sounded sober, like whatever, but Danielle couldn't really call her out on it. And
Because,
Lindsay's just living in this delusional world of she knows she fucked up.
and I think Danielle is kind of putting a bit of a brakes on everything. So yeah, as much as, Lindsay can bitch about what Carl did, Danielle's still a little bit like, hey, we need to have, we're still even working back to having like a friendship.
Yeah. Oh, God. So bad. So bad. And so early in the season.
It's,
Like, this is not going to be an easy bounce back. I don't think Carl's ever going to bounce back from this. I think this is the base of everything
at
falling apart.
first I kind of thought, in confessionals and shit, that Carl was kind of planting the seeds that he wasn't sure about marrying Lindsay. And after that, and just kind of doubling down on her actions. Even, I mean, now we're, what, 8 months out of the breakup? More than, I don't know, I can't do math, but her still just wording as, I wish I would have used better wording instead of, I should have never said that. That was really fucked up on my part. I was angry and lashed out. I think people would have had way more respect for her if she did that, but fuck, that's, I can see for Carl, that's very frustrating because he really did put in a lot of work to become sober, and someone to question that is ugly. With
Yeah.
no basis at all.
At
Like,
all.
she literally, I mean, they're with each other constantly, and for her just to throw out that accusation, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't cool. And it's like, yeah, the post on Instagram is like whatever, because she should have in that moment just been able to apologize to Carl, and I think that they could have moved past it. But like the fact that she really couldn't, she kept saying like, well, what about how you made me feel? And like, that's what, like, I have PTSD from like when you were cocaine Carl or whatever. It's like, oh my God, you know, just not being able to understand that, and her drinking the way that she does when she's making those claims, it's like, come on. Like, it's just not
And
healthy for him to be around, honestly.
that's also what's fucked up, is she was pretty well past drunk. And when you're accusing someone of not being sober when you're also not sober, yeah, not a
Yeah.
good look.
No. Okay. What about Kyle and Amanda? What do we got about Kyle and Amanda? Well, first off, Amanda's pissed at Kyle from their his conversation with Paige, to the point where we get a little date of theirs in the city, where we know that they had conversations beforehand, before this, because it was too obvious. But it's, I mean, it's the same thing. It's always the same shit with them. They have the same issues that they always have. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost hard for me to think if they're both really into it, like for the long haul, or is it, hey, optics wise, this is great for Kyle. He has his wife in business with him, but she also is going to be fine without him. And after this many years, if you both can't, he can't dial shit back, and she can't also kind of accept the way that he is, I don't know. Can we have another season of Summer House where we hear this shit again? Because I personally cannot.
Yeah. Are we going to see a season ever where
we haven't had a good season?
No.
Ever. Every time it's, oh, we had a tough, we've had a tough couple of months. How is it?
Because Kyle's drinking a lot. Amanda's lazy. Amanda wants more.
Still almost like rightfully so is upset about him cheating. And I'm sure that was not the first or last time he cheated. But at some point, you can't keep using that as, I don't want to say an excuse, but he proposed to
stay with him.
Yeah, he proposed to you to make up for cheating. And now it's years later, you're still kind of using that, which it's also not a good look for you because you did marry him and kind of seemingly forgave him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh. Goodness. I think it feels like Amanda got the ick from Kyle. Like it feels like she did a rewatch of Summer House with Sierra and Paige one weekend, and she was like, ugh, what am I doing? Why am I with him? I can get someone totally hot, normal, like, I don't need this. And I could still like do Bravo, maybe, you know, it could be in the Bravoverse. Like, she can go on some of these shows single. She can go to Summer House single. It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's with Kyle. I think that she's like kind of over Kyle. And I think Kyle feels that. Therefore, he is over Amanda. But I don't think they're going to divorce.
No, I don't.
I don't think they got it in them. I really don't.
Yeah, agreed. I
just think they're going to be really upset for a really long time. I don't know if they'll ever have a kid, but maybe they will.
I mean, they're just going to hate each other for the rest of their lives, but...
Yeah. But they are right. It's not good to bring a kid into the situation when they feel the way that they feel about each other.
Yeah.
So, but it's not because Amanda's not ready herself. So Kyle can fuck off with that. Okay, what do you think about Sierra and Wes? Are you shipping this couple?
I am not the biggest Sierra fan. Mm-hmm. I do really like Wes, so we'll see. Looks like they have good chemistry. Now that I'm not rooting for them, but I'm just not her biggest fan. So
yeah, I haven't minded her this season. I don't so far. I like her more this season than I have ever before, oddly.
Agreed.
I don't know what it is. There have still been times where the ladies, the Bedsore sisters, are unnecessarily talking about Lindsay or bringing her up just to be messy.
Yes.
But Sierra hasn't been that awful, in my opinion, this season so far. But she did make me roll my eyes when she's like, I've had funny. Like, and it shows Austin. Like, oh, you did not date Austin, like, for real,
He's
like,
not
and he's
funny.
not funny. This guy's actually funny. And he's like
He,
genuine
I,
funny. Like, Austin's like asshole funny.
he is
Douchey funny.
like, West is like the best new cast person, like,
Since.
all, I mean, of them all, like,
Yeah.
he is great.
Yeah, I really like Wes. Still not feeling the rings, but I really like him. And I think that he is very self-aware, genuinely funny. I don't know. I liked him. Jesse being a cancer survivor, I mean, that was wild.
Yeah, holy shit.
And I mean, I like him too. He doesn't have much of as much of a story line
Which
going
could
on
be coming, but yeah.
yet. I'm looking out for him. I remembered his name, and I still can't tell you what the guy's name was on whatever season, you
Yeah.
know? Like, I, yeah, it's bad. But I'm interested. I would like to see them on other things. So, or to come back,
Agreed.
you know. But yeah, what else happened in Summer House? Oh, I want to talk about Lindsay and Paige talking. When they have the house split up and some of them are going out to dinner and they're like, oh, Carl, you're going out, Lindsay. It's good for you to do things a different. Like, shut the fuck up. And then Lindsay stays back and with Paige and Gabby, and Gabby facilitates like a good conversation between the two of them. And I just love Gabby. But they were talking about how they communicate and how they, you know, just argue or however Paige and Lindsay communicate. And Paige like, well, that's just us. And Gabby's like, yeah, well, like, do you like that? Like, do you want that? And Lindsay's like, I don't. Like, I don't want that. You know, like I want you to tell it to me like it is. You know, like I feel. And again, Paige was like, quiet. And I don't know. I just feel it, like she is not. She can't just. I don't know. She's scared. I don't know. It feels like she's scared
Well,
of
so I think
Lindsay.
for Paige, it's she thinks almost it's her thing that she's, yeah, this like kind of snarky, you know, shit
New
talker or
Yorker.
whatever. Or like, I would love Lindsay and Paige to like just be on great terms.
Yeah.
They're very similar people. They like, you know, speaking the truth, making snarky comments. Which even bringing to Lindsay dropping that Danielle was the one that leaked to the
Oh my
tabloids that
God.
Craig almost got kicked out. I don't
Oh my
think,
God.
you know, Paige saying she was just trying to get us to be against Danielle, I don't think that's what it was. I think Lindsay was sick of everyone kind of thinking the worst of her, and even in the reunion, she could have, you know, made a comment that it was actually Danielle and she didn't. So I think she was kind of just saying, hey, I could have said something, but it really was her. I swear, like, I'm not as bad as you think I am.
Do we think it was Danielle?
Oh, I can 100% see it.
It's so funny that she told them, And then she went straight to Carl and said, like, I had to tell, and Carl was like, yeah. So I think it was we think Danielle's gonna be pissed at Lindsay.
I
And how's
mean,
she gonna find out?
she shouldn't, considering that she let everyone ream into Carl and Lindsay about it.
But is she
Like,
gonna
girl,
own it? Is she gonna say that she did it?
probably not. I mean, it's Danielle.
Yeah, so she's gonna say no, and there was like, oh yeah, so Lindsay's a fucking liar. Like I don't know what would happen, but I'm curious. I know it's gonna get leaked to her by somebody. Maybe Paige
Oh,
is
yeah.
just gonna straight up tell her, even though she said I'm not going to. She probably will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Lindsay will tell her that she told Paige to get out in front of it, which she should. I don't know. But anything else from Summer House that you want to talk about?
No, I think coming soon, though, hopefully this week, is the after show.
I hope.
Because I've seen posts of them saying coming soon. So, I mean, we're what, 3 episodes in? Because I
Yeah.
would like to hear a little more insight. We never get to see this from the Summer House cast. They never even comment on episodes
I
either.
know.
Like, the way that, well, maybe because none of them have podcasts and shit either, but the way the Vanderpump Rules cast are constantly online
Letting us know what
talking
they
shit.
feel.
Yeah, no, great season. Cast dynamic is really good. Excited to see what else is gonna happen.
Me too. Me too. Who was your favorite of the last couple episodes?
Gotta go with West.
Oh,
He's
yes.
funny, he's goofy, he fits in very, very well.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm gonna go with Gabby.
Love
I feel
Gabby.
like Gabby really shined as sh showing how you can be a friend to basically everyone, in that house, and keep it real, and not be fake about it. Like she's not catty about the other girls to Lindsay and vice versa. She was real when it came to Carl with Lindsay. And I like that she called and checked in on Carl. Yeah, I love Gabby. I'm happy that she's back. And because I mean, she was a new addition last year, and I was just like, I hope she gets brought back because they don't usually bring him back. I mean, they brought Maya
No.
back, didn't need to. My goodness. Sierra was brought back when I was like, eh, but I get it because she had something with Austin and she's
But
had
this is
storylines, but.
also the most honestly interesting Sierra has been. So.
Yeah, so she might want to stick it out with Wes, but I'm concerned of how that's going to end because I don't know if they're together or I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Who's going to break whose heart? I don't know. But do not compare him to Austin. Like I've had funny, bitch.
West
Shut
is, yeah,
up.
West is actually funny. Austin is not.
Yeah, Austin is not funny. Anyway. Where can people find us at?
You can find us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.